In the late 1950s, Hollywood screenwriter and producer David Dortort, along with NBC, produced a new Western show for the network. The show was called Bonanza. From 1959 to 1973, Bonanza was broadcast on NBC. It was the first network television show to be shot exclusively in color. Much of Bonanza's filming was done at Paramount Studios in Hollywood, where the interior and exterior sets of the Ponderosa Ranch House were built on a soundstage. Some of the exteriors were also shot in other places around California and at various other movie ranch locations. The most beautiful of all those locations was Incline Village, Nevada, with its panoramic mountain views. The Hollywood Hills in Southern California were no match for the pine trees up against the blue skies of Lake Tahoe. From 1959 to 1967, all of the exteriors of the Ponderosa Ranch House were shot on a soundstage in Hollywood. Bill Anderson, who owned a ranch in Incline Village, Nevada, had been providing the horses, wagons, and Western gear to the Bonanza Production Company when they shot on location there. He also had a parcel of land close to the Lake Tahoe shore and within the boundaries of the fictional Ponderosa Ranch. In early 1967, he obtained the blueprints of the Ponderosa Ranch House set as it had been built on stage at Paramount Studios in Hollywood. And that summer, contractors began to build the complete Ponderosa Ranch House inside and out on his Incline Village property. After the house was completed in June of 1968, a few exterior views were filmed from a nearby trail to be used when an establishing shot was needed. During the 10th season of Bonanza, the new Ponderosa Ranch House made its first debut in the show, and contrary to some beliefs, the interior of the ranch house was never used in the original series. Years later, for the Bonanza sequels, the exterior of the house was used frequently, with a few brief scenes actually filmed inside the house. The Ponderosa Ranch House in Western Town proved to be very popular as tourists flocked to the Lake Tahoe attraction. With the price of their ticket, guests got to wander through the ranch and actually walk through the Ponderosa Ranch House. They could even visit the general store, Silver Dollar Saloon, and even sit down and have the popular Hoss Burger. And with the purchase of a beverage, you would even get a free Bonanza tin cup. For the early risers, breakfast was available by jumping on the hay wagon for a few additional dollars. Even the cast of Bonanza made occasional publicity visits to the attraction, to the delight of the guests from all over the world. In the late 90s, business was slowing down, and by 2004, the Ponderosa Ranch property was sold to a developer. That same year, it was closed. Sadly, in 2018, the Ponderosa Ranch house and barn were demolished, leaving behind the remnants of the Western town and some scattered buildings. Here's some video I shot of the attraction on a slow weekday in August of 1999, when I visited the Ponderosa Ranch for the last time. Thank you.
these horses, but we hope that you truly enjoy this spectacular view of our six-horse engine. Four entries will complete this class. The Percherons led in the arena, followed by the Clydesdales. Our Percherons' second entry, and the Wellesley the Shires. This is your class, gentlemen on the rail at the trot.
Looking at the wagon, the total package that is being presented by each of these exhibitors. And then to prove that there is a reverse gear with our multiple hitches, we will ask our drivers to back their hitches, looking for a nice steady back with all teams working together.
You say when they show the reverse gear. Can you describe exactly, I mean, who backs up the wagon? All six?
Well, we have three teams that make up our six-horse hitch, and that team closest to the wagon is called the wheel team. Now, the wheel team has a little bit more harness than the rest, the front four. It has the britchen, and the britchen is like what we would call the reverse gear. It allows them to back the wagon, to make the turns, make the corner. Those wheel horses are the biggest of the hitch, and again, they have a lot of the power.
Let's talk about that. Well, they back it up, and the mid-team and the leaders have to fence back. Otherwise, of course, they're wrong, and the wheel team is kind of productive.
We have the Percherons, the Clydesdales, and the Shires represented in this division. We're kicking it off with the six-horse hitch. But we hope you do not leave after this class. We are going to have the four-horse hitch, the unicorn, the costume class, ladies doing the driving, and then we'll conclude our night saluting our youth exhibitors. So a full lineup as we kick off day number one of your Calgary Stampede Heavy Horse Show. In second place, the reserve honors today going to entry number 102. That is the entry of Waring Shires. Joining us from Blackfoot, Idaho, Mr. Wayne Waring doing the driving. Our Shire horses originated in England. Beautiful bloodhounds capturing our second place award. And ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of our Community Builders Canadian Brewhouse, our first place award this evening in our six horse hitch is going to number 123. That is a Deborah Wallace. by the Clydesdales. We will have one more entry. The Clydesdale is going to be rounding out our four-horse hitch competition. This is your four-horse hitch on the rail at the Trot Drivers. This is your class. Once again, welcoming Mr. Daniel Angel, our official judge for the all-free four-horse hitch.
Ladies and gentlemen,
21. That is Calico Farms, right down the road in Huxley, Alberta. That is Calico Farms, owned by the Pelinero family. Kevin and Tammy with our main Clydesdale. Our ribbon starting at third position. In welcoming our friends from Canadian Brew House for the presentation. In second place, the award is going to number 104. That is the High Point Clydesdales. Joining us from Hoover, Utah, Mr. Freeman, the owner, doing the driving.
Drivers, back to the trucks facing your